Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. Give God some praise.
Wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for being here, hallelujah, in the house of the Lord one more time, because we know that there's things that happen, hallelujah, that can keep us from not being here in the house of the Lord. So I thank Him. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, hallelujah, the bishop of my soul, hallelujah. I give honor unto our pastor, Suffragan Bishop. Give honor unto his wife, Evangelist Cecilia Jones. Give honor unto Elder Hamilton, assistant pastor of the Pursley, second assistant pastor, and wife, Cecilia Jones, and ministers in their respective places, Suffragan Evangelist Duncan and her absence, and all deacons and everyone,
hallelujah.
I give God glory on today, hallelujah. I want to sing a song, hallelujah. You know, I can't really sing that well, but I'm still going to give God some glory.
All right, hallelujah.
There is none like you.
All right.
Oh, please help me, hallelujah.
All right.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Okay. Thank you.
O God. Hallelujah. We exalt thee, O God. We know that nothing, we can't do anything without him. Hallelujah. We can do nothing without him. So we exalt thee, O God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Thou art being. Hallelujah. By him and him alone. Hallelujah. My God. So I give him glory over the day. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Jesus. I'm like you, Bishop, when you come into the house of the Lord, there should be an expectancy and a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God. Some of us came in here today with an expectancy. Hallelujah. To hear from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's turn to our Bibles. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 6.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. 2 Samuel 6. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. 2 Samuel 6. I'm going to read 1 through 7, and if everyone has it, if you could please stand for the reading of God's Word. Hallelujah. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people and were with him from Baal to Judah, to bring from hence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, and dwelt between the cherubims. And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, and that was in Gibeah. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart, and they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was in Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark, and David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps of the psalteries, and on trembles, and on cornets, and on cymbals. And when they came unto Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, and took hold of it, for the oxen had shook it. And the anger of God was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today, hallelujah, we're going to talk about glory carriers. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
How are you carrying the glory of God? Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 6 and 1 through 7 talks about how Uzzah, he touched the ark of God. We don't know I don't think he was a Levite, because God had only placed the Levites over the ark of the covenant.
Yes.
And you had to be able to carry, hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Father. You had to be able to carry, hallelujah, the ark in a certain way. And he gave all the Levites, hallelujah, instructions. Moses gave them instructions on how to carry the ark. So they had to carry the ark on their shoulders, and they had to keep it up high, hallelujah. But the oxen had shook it, and Uzzah went, and he tried to keep it from falling, hallelujah. And when he went to keep it from falling, God spoke him right there and then, because we don't know if Uzzah had some sin on him. We don't know the cause, but we know that God said only the Levites can carry my glory. Hallelujah. Only the Levites can carry my glory. And we look in the New Testament, the New Covenant, and God said, and I will make you kings and priests.
gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians 16:17 just said, know ye that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. So we are the temple of God. And if you read in the Old Testament about how the temple was constructed and how it took place and how, hallelujah, it had to take a while, and the colors and the things that it had to do for it to be suitable for God's presence. Yes. To be in the place. Hallelujah. My God. Hey, I'm going to see that. To be in the place. So when we read upon the temple, it had to go through some things. It had to go through some consecration. It had to go through some fixing. But we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if God dwells in us, hallelujah, it says in verse 17, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
Yes,
so if you defile your temple, then he will leave you unto your own devices. If you begin to just to destroy and defile the temple of God, then what God will do is take his hand off of you, and he will allow you to destroy the temple. Because God is not a God that sits amongst confusion. God is not a God that sits among us. He cannot put his spirit into anything. It has to be a consecrated and holy vessel. Because if we look back at the temple and how they had to do things, then we think about how God made us. He made us, hallelujah, with two eyes and two arms and two legs. And he made us and he structured us. And he said, okay, I'm going to give them hair. I'm going to give them this. I'm going to make man out of my image. And he just began to structure us, because he knew that one day he will place his glory. He will place his glory in us. Hallelujah. He knew that one day. He said, in Isaiah talks about that he shall set forth his glory on the earth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So he's going to place his glory in us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the glory cannot abide anywhere. You have to be a vessel that is willing. Hallelujah. A vessel that is willing, hallelujah, to obey the voice of the Lord. A vessel that is willing to yield unto the voice of the Lord. A vessel that is totally submitted unto God, totally consecrated. And then he shall set his glory in you. Hallelujah. Then he shall set his glory in you. We are living epistles read by men. Hallelujah. We, hallelujah, walk the walk. Hallelujah. And we talk the talk, but a lot of us are just talking the talk. Hallelujah. And people are seeing us. People are looking at us, and they're trying to see who is this vessel that God has put his glory in. Hallelujah. Who is this God that she is talking about? Who is this God that he is talking about? Because you are supposed to live the way that God intends for you to live. A vessel that carries the glory of God has to be holy. Huh? My God. And anything that, oh my God, the word of God says, touch not my anointed, or do my prophets any harm. Hallelujah. So when someone touches you, God is going to hit them. Because it says, do not in any man defile, or touch the temple of God. And also, he touched the temple of God. He touched the ark of the covenant, the glory of God, and God smote him right there.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we have to be careful of how we are carrying the glory of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do people see God in you?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Do people see God in you? Do they see the glory of God on your life? Hallelujah.
All right.
My God. We know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, there is liberty. There is the freedom. When God places his Spirit, when God places his glory in us, there are some things that God begins to rip off and take away. Hallelujah. So that there can be freedom in us. What was bound is now set free. God is wanting to take some things out of your life if you let him. God is wanting to take some of your life if you let him. It's not by any reason that they don't call you anymore. It's not by any reason that they don't say hello anymore. It's not by any reason that they don't look at your way when they see you. Because God is saying that I am setting you apart. And I am consecrating you to be holy. I am going to place my glory in you. And when I place my glory in you, may you see me. We talked about it so that we look at everything and we hear everything, we entertain everything. The Ark of the Covenant, they had four guards that guarded the temple. And they guarded the temple. And when I thought about that, I said, oh my God, our gates, hallelujah. We have to guard our gates because our gates, hallelujah, the doorway to our gates is to our temple. We have to guard our temple. God has set us up to guard our ear gate, our eye gate, our mouth gate, hallelujah, and our gates, amen. So we are children. But you know, but God has, hallelujah, set us up to guard those gates, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And just as he had guards at to stay at the gates of the ark, because again, nobody could touch the ark but the Levites. Hallelujah. Nobody could touch the ark but the Levites. But sometimes we get on the phone and then our friend calls us and then she or he is talking about this person and that person, talking about the pastor, talking about different things, and we are accompanying our ear to hear what they have to say because this sounds juicy. But not so, because God says that we should not give our ear to gossip. We should not give our ear to anything that may defile our temple. We should not give things, hallelujah, give any sin, any wound to enter in.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're not going to pray about it, don't talk about it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. If you're not going to pray about it, don't talk about it. Hallelujah. My God. Hear my God. Bless your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. So what was old has become new. What was that used to harbor the old you is now passed away. And all things have become new, for you are a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. You can't hang around the same people you used to hang around with. Hallelujah. You can't talk the way that you used to talk because you have become new. Because I am not saying, because it says in verse 18, and I'm paraphrasing, it says, and now you are free, and the veil is off of your eyes. Now you see and reflect the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, right. Hallelujah.
Let's come to it. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah, but we all, with the open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. So you are changing from glory to glory as the image of God. You are changing more and more like Him. You are becoming more and more like Him. Sometimes I got to strip away some things from you, Lord. I got to take some things off of you, Son. But it's all for your good, because all things work together for the good of Him. Making you as the potter, hallelujah, as as he begins to make the clay, and he begins to fashion it, and he begins to just shape it, and he begins to just move it, and he sees the grooves that he wants it, and he makes it the way that he wants it to fit so that he can put it, because something is going to go into that vessel. Hallelujah, something is going to go into what he is making. So he begins to fashion so that it won't break. Hallelujah. But if he does not like what he sees, he starts all over again. Sometimes it may not feel good. Hallelujah. But sometimes he may have to start all over again. But it does not feel good when you have to be rough. Hallelujah. It does not feel good. I mean, hallelujah, you have to go through the fire. But when you have to go through the fire, you're going to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to hear from God, and he will give you instructions on what to do in your life. I don't make any decision without consulting God.
Yes.
I said, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I shall direct your path. It don't say some of the time, it says all of the time. Well, I wake up, God, what do you want me to put on this morning? What do you want me to do? Who do you want me to bless today?
Hallelujah.
Because I am bringing you back.
Lord.
My God. Bless your name,
Jesus.
We look at Moses, and Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me your glory. We ask and we sing and we preach about his glory. But are we really ready to see his glory? He told me, I can't let you see my face, but you can see behind the cloth. Because if you no man has seen my face and lived. So God, show us your glory today, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's be a vessel that is willing and yielding to the Lord. To say, God, show me your glory. Moses said to God, I will not go anywhere without your presence. I will not go anywhere without your Shekinah glory. Without your manifested glory over my life. I will not go anywhere. My God, I don't know about you. I haven't seen here in the United States. I've heard some things. But the manifested glory of God is like a cloud. And it just sets over the people in the daytime. But if you just let yourself be a living vessel and let the glory of God reside in you, and a fire by night. Everywhere you go, we should be protected. Hallelujah. My God, show us your glory. That should be our power. God, show me your glory. God, show me what I need to do.
Yes.
To get the answer that you can pour in.
Hallelujah.
What do I need? How am I going to see how to do so that you can pour into me? How am pour into me?
Thank you.
What matters